we're going to talk about our girl, Ilhan Omar. When she was elected to Congress, she reported her net worth of negative $45,000. As of May of 2025, her net worth is now $30 million. On a congressional salary of $175,000 a year. So you mean to tell me that her income went up 66,676% in just 5 years?
Now, one of the biggest things that people aren't talking about this whole Ilhan Omar situation is how in the world has her net worth jumped $30 million in 2 years? These are Somali immigrants with little to no education and basically have learned only one thing, to milk the federal government programs, because there's literally no checks and balances when it comes to these things, to enrich themselves. These are all welfare programs for people who actually need them. And because America has basically no checks, no balances when it comes to these welfare programs, it's being taken advantage of. If you go to a lot of other developed countries around the world, if you want to get their welfare programs, it's actually pretty difficult. Like, you have to prove a lot of things to get it. But now in the US, you could get like thousands of dollars in EBT alone. And also, this whole Ilhan Omar $30 million net worth, that's suspiciously high.
On her congressional salary of $175,000 per year, she would have to work 171 years to get $30 million. It's funny that she pledged her allegiance to Somalia when she's here, literally rolling in the dough. Here's her financial disclosure report. Remember when she said white men were the biggest threat to America? Well, she's married to one.
Ilhan Omar's net worth is probably some of the most suspicious things I've ever seen. 2020, in debt. 2021, okay, you got in the positive at $65,000. 2022, pretty normal as well, you know, $150,000. 2023, okay, 200 grand, no decent investments and saving money and not splurging. And then suddenly, 2024, $30 million. So this actually sort of saying, I'll let you draw your own conclusions. And my conclusions are that there seems to be a lot of fraud behind it, because jumping from just $200,000 to $30 million bucks within just 12 to 15 months is basically unheard of. I mean, that is like winning the Powerball or something. So what's going on here? Why is Ilhan Omar's net worth so high?
I mean, I have no worry. I don't know how they take away my citizenship and like deport me, but I don't even know like why that's such a scary threat. Like, I'm not the 8-year-old who escaped war anymore. I'm grown. My kids are grown. Like,
so she divorced her brother, got married to another guy for a year, divorced him, got married to another guy. There's no, I mean, these are basically months apart. These divorces to marriage are months apart, which is really, you know, dirty if you ask me, that she's just bouncing around from dude to dude, which, you know what, do you, boo, but kind of gross if you ask me. So now she's married to this guy. And there was this post a very long time ago where they were talking about how people were alleging that Congresswoman Omar only married Mr. Hersey to cover up the fact that she married her brother, Mr. Elmy. Okay, that's what they're saying. While Omar has not responded to the recent uproar, she addressed these very allegations in the past. So this is what, reacting to a post supposedly confirming that Omar married her brother, the Democrat firebrand had replied, "The only thing that is confirmed is your stupidity. Hope that helps." Because there's a lady named Juanita Broderick on X, and she posted, "No post from Ilhan of Minnesota since this was confirmed to be true," meaning the marriage between herself and her brother, which Steven Crowder, you guys know who he is, he's the one who came out with the receipts of it. He has the paperwork for it showing that she married her brother so he could get citizenship. And Ilhan Omar never has denounced it or said that, no, that's not true.
Representative Ilhan Omar admits she took donations from Somalis who are part of the $1 billion Medicaid fraud scheme. So if you guys are wondering how this even came about, a lot of them are basically on welfare fraud. There are a lot of this Medicaid fraud. You know, they get a lot of this money and then they spend it on their own stores. You got like fake clinics and all that. You know, it's getting out of hand. And Ilhan Omar claims she sent the money back a couple years ago and asked that the Somali fraud get looked into. If it was looked into, well, we wouldn't really have $1 billion gone. Ilhan thinks you're dumb enough to believe her.
Her only response was this post that she put up that said, "The only thing that's confirmed is your stupidity. Hope that helps." But that's not saying no. The words no, that's not true, have not come out of her mouth. All she does is either stay silent or, you know, give you these little one-liners that make it seem like maybe that's not true, but she has never emphatically said, no, I did not marry my brother. And until that happens, she married a brother, and it was for citizenship. On top of this, because unfortunately there's more, there's always more, you have the fact that there's shockwaves going through right now after what President Trump has just said. This was after the Afghan refugee, they're calling him an Afghan refugee, that Biden let in during his administration, shot and wounded two National Guardsmen. So according to Gunther Eagleman over on X, he said, holy crap, there are shockwaves being sent through America tonight as Trump made this speech, which I'll show you guys in just one second. It said, the crimes of the Biden administration are not going to be forgotten. It's time to arrest Alejandro Mayorkas. Now, according to this, the last administration let in 20 million unknown and unvetted foreigners from all over the world, from places that you don't want to even know about. And this is according to President Trump. And on top of that, every last illegal that Biden let invade will be sent packing, which is the plan, the hope, right? He says, we're not going to put up with these kind of assaults on law and order by people who shouldn't even be in our country. We must now re-examine every single alien who has entered our country from Afghanistan.
I have news. Somalians in Minnesota are pretending to have autism to steal your taxpayer dollars. In 2023, displaced Somalians sent back $1.7 billion to their Somali government. 40% of households in Somalia get paychecks from Somalis in America. They're getting this cash from scamming COVID programs, SNAP, Medicaid. So for example, autism claims to Medicaid in Minnesota went from 3 million in 2018 to 399 million in 2023. So 1 in 16 Somali 4-year-olds have autism. That autism treatment is then administered by Somalis, reimbursed by federal taxpayer dollars, and then that stolen money is sent back home in the form of remittances.
Somali fraud scheme in Minnesota is like one of the biggest scams in Minnesota history. Like, you got one of the biggest EBT and food frauds I've ever seen. You're seeing fraud in Medicaid. You're seeing fraud in Section 8. Stole money from hungry children and the elderly. Now, this extrajudicial says Tim Walz and Ilhan Omar must be investigated and maybe even arrests and deportations to follow.
Which is just cash. As a gift. So essentially, Somali populations in Michigan and Minnesota are running these fraudulent crime rigs that no one's talking about. So how did this happen? Well, for the past 30 years, Somalis have been under TPS, temporary protected status, in America. Now, usually you only give TPS to some after an earthquake or a tsunami because you can't immediately send them back home to their country. In this case, Somalis just don't want to be sent back home. Somalia is obviously in Africa. It's a third world country. It's a mess because they can't figure out how to govern themselves. But it's not undergoing a natural disaster. So why are they not being sent home? Lord only knows. But after 30 years, President Trump is finally doing away with that policy. He's ended TPS for Somalis. And I would just love for them to stay forever, except the problem is that this group is not assimilated. They view themselves as separate people. They're police officers, they're local leaders, they're news people. They all speak Somali. They do not respect native-born Americans. And in fact, they refer to their white police officers as foreigners. They have ubiquitous control over law enforcement in Dearborn and Minneapolis especially. Here's a video of a police officer apologizing because he exposed Somali criminal activity in Minneapolis.
Out of context, in a way that's caused harm, I apologize and I'm sorry for that because that's not my intention.
I mean, there's nothing normal about this. It's been completely and utterly ignored by the media, and it's fraudulent criminal activity that we're just...
Breaking news! Elon Musk says Ilhan Omar is not representing American interests in Congress. Says, let's look at Ilhan Omar, who is literally voted into power by a large group of people from Somalia in Minnesota. And Minnesota is really far away from Somalia. And if you start looking at a lot of these Ilhan Omar clips, it's kind of suspicious. Like, she took donations from Somalis who were part of the huge $1 billion Medicaid fraud scheme and then claimed she sent the money back. I mean, do you really believe that?
I'm from Minneapolis, and Somalians are just part of the culture here. As far back as I can remember, I've always seen Somalians. And in these past 5 years, the population increased so much. It went from seeing them to them feeling like the majority a lot of places that I go. And also, over the past few years, I've noticed that I see a lot of them with new cars. So I'm a handyman, and I worked on a lot of Section 8 housing to make sure they're up to standard. And one thing I've noticed when I go see Section 8 houses, one, it's usually a Somali family. And what I mean, usually, it's 9 times out of 10. And those houses usually have new cars in the front. I mean, cars with an S, multiple new cars. And what I mean usually is like 8 out of 10 Somali houses, I've seen that. And I always wondered how someone on Section 8 can afford multiple new cars. I just couldn't put it together. So now finding out about this fraud stuff makes so much sense. And you know who I feel bad for, other than me, for paying for that shit with my taxes? Is Somalians who came here on the up and up and who didn't break the law.
Press Secretary lays out claims of huge fraud in Minnesota. 86 people charged in widespread Minnesota fraud schemes. 78 are Somali immigrants. 59 so far for participating in plots that stole roughly $1 billion from taxpayers, nonprofits, ghost clinics, and more. And right now, leaders of these so-called nonprofit organizations spent a lot of your taxpayer dollars on luxury homes, cars, and real estate in Turkey and Kenya. And you kind of see why there's huge crackdowns happening in Minnesota.
Oh, my Maine cousins, what in the hell is going on in the state of Maine? Listen, we just had a huge fraud scandal in the state of Minnesota with the Somali community, and now we're having the same thing happen in the state of Maine because a Somali-run NGO just got accused of pulling in almost $29 million out of Medicaid, and nobody is talking about this story. Another Somali migrant pulls in $29 million. Stories never fucking brought up in the media, right? Let me break this down so every American understands, people like you and I, because it's these kind of stories that gets people, everyday normal Americans like me, to lose faith in the entire system. Because we've been getting robbed for fucking years by people who are not even American citizens, right? There's a nonprofit in the state of Maine called Gateway Community Services. Gateway Community Services. And over the last 5 years, records show that they billed Maine Care. Okay, now Maine Care, that is Medicaid program in the state of Maine. They billed Maine Care almost $29 million in that 5 year period, right? Now,
whistleblower reveals major Somali fraud in Maine. Seems like it's spreading to a lot of other states as well. You know, it could be the millions. You know, the audit revealed $1 million in 2018, and the programs have grown significantly since then. So there seems to be a lot of connection between all the fraud that's happening in Minnesota and also some of the fraud in Maine. You know, you got a lot of migrants flooding the area. I mean, Maine, that's like one of those places that you almost never visit when you're in the U.S., right? I mean, they're even going to lobster territory at this point. And right now, a lot of people are pretty worried about this right now. And there seems to be constant amounts of welfare fraud.
A $250 million fraud scheme. Already 77 people, many of them Somali immigrants, have been charged in one of the largest taxpayer-funded scams in U.S. history. Minnesota, home to the largest Somali community in America, has become the center of this massive investigation. This is the Feeding Our Future scandal, a pandemic-era scheme in which defendants allegedly stole over $250 million meant to provide meals for low-income children. Instead of feeding kids, prosecutors say the money went toward luxury homes, high-end cars, jewelry, overseas transfers, and an entire network of shell companies. According to the DOJ, the conspirators submitted fake invoices.
Elon Musk is pretty vocal about this whole Ilhan Omar and Somali situation, and is saying that Ilhan Omar advocating treason after she said the U.S. government will only do what Somalians in the U.S. tell them to do. They will do what we want and nothing else. They must follow our orders. I mean, just listen to that. I mean, does it sound like Ilhan Omar is advocating for treason? That is going to be up to you, the viewer, to decide. But let me tell you, you know, that's some pretty crazy stuff to say. And this ex-user says Elon is right. Get her out.
These people are just idiots. I really, you know, I'm at the point
where it's become really hard to have an intellectual debate with any of these people, because the level of stupidity that they are displaying every single day is frankly embarrassing, not just in Congress, but as Americans, and the fact that these people are allowed.
They're asking me, have you been interviewed or what? I said, no, I haven't been interviewed. They said they're going to take interview on, and soon as you come, they said it's going to be hot, so they just run off. They took it off. Because of you guys, they just they didn't want you to involve with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I get your name, or do you want to give that?
My name is Ali.
Can you spell it?
A-L-I. And last name D-A-H-I-R.
Can I just tell how long you've been in the country?
Excuse me?
How long you've been in the country? I'm just curious.
Telling me what? 25 years.
Yeah. It's getting to a point where ICE is in Minnesota, and they're not messing around. There's a lot of arrest. There's a lot of deportations. There are massive fraud rings that are in place. You got over $1 billion of taxpayer money basically being siphoned away from the U.S. to foreign countries like Somalia. And you clearly see, like, you already have several arrests happening. Okay, ICE is in plane. I got like an entire plane of ICE agents landing in Minnesota. Okay, and you got dozens and dozens of SUVs, Chevy Tahoes, and vans. This is big.
So everybody's heard about the $1 billion in alleged fraud in Minnesota that Tim Walz overseen. But have you heard about Maine? That's the proper way to say Maine, by the way. It's Maine. After hearing what whistleblower Christopher Bernardini of Gateway Community Services had to say, Gateway Community Services is a nonprofit where Bernardini worked, calling himself the billing guru of the company for 7 years. Gateway Community Services, or GCS, is a nonprofit started and ran by a man named Abudali Ali, who is a Somali American. Abudali Ali is a refugee from Somalia that started this company in 2014. It's a nonprofit, and they focus on the mental health counseling and youth empowerment services. And they have billed MaineCare, which is Medicaid, over $28.8 million between 2019 and 2024. Bernardini, the whistleblower, alleges millions of dollars in fraud in Maine, specifically at Gateway Community Services, where he worked. A lot of it was through inflation of Medicaid billing through fake clients, completely unperformed services, and manipulated records. And this was corroborated by two current employees.